USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump Wednesday night presented the facts his lawyers have gathered on the 2020 presidential election.
What a disaster this election was. A total catastrophe. But we're going to show it, and hopefully the courts in particular, the Supreme Court of the United States will see it, and respectfully, hopefully they will do what's right for our country.
Poll workers from around the country are testifying of the irregularities they witnessed firsthand. These folks from Michigan present their evidence.
I was standing behind the tabulator machines, and I could tell right away that most of those people did not know what to do when a ballot gets jammed.
Also, at the tabulators, did see the double counting on the jams. I saw that several times. They would take the ballots that were just scanned and just rescan them again.
Michigan lawmakers dispute their claims. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President-elect Joe Biden is warning Americans 250,000 more of us will probably be dead from the China virus in the next 60 days.
But understand the facts. We're likely to lose another 250,000 people dead between now and January. You hear me? Because people aren't paying attention.
Science tells us the United States has one of the lowest mortality rates on the planet. The Trump administration expanded economic pressure on China's western region of Xinjiang on Wednesday, banning cotton imports from a business that uses forced labor of detained Uyghur Muslims. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency confirmed the order. Six people in Haines, Alaska were reported missing Wednesday after heavy rains and flooding caused a mudslide. Reports from authorities say the mudslide is about 9 feet deep. Haines is 92 miles north of Juneau. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The American Red Cross is putting out a plea to Americans. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
If you've tested positive for COVID-19 and recovered, the American Red Cross wants you to donate plasma. The plasma is being given to COVID-19 patients as a possible treatment. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar making that plea during an Operation Warp Speed briefing.
If you're within 3 months since recovery from COVID-19, we need you to donate plasma. Over a quarter million courses of convalescent plasma have been used on your fellow Americans to help prevent severe consequences from COVID-19. We unfortunately have so many individuals who have gotten COVID-19 and have recovered now, fortunately, but we need donations. Please contact your local American Red Cross, your local American Blood Bank, or go to coronavirus.gov for more information about how you can volunteer to be a donor and give the gift of life.
You may also visit their main website at redcross.org. The Steelers beat the Ravens in a rare Wednesday NFL game, 19-14. Ravens quarterback RG3.
The way the game was going was, a direct reflection of how we felt about the game. We felt like we had a chance to come in here and win, shock the world, and do something special. And we didn't do that. And, you know, I put that on myself because I felt like I let the team down. I don't think we're supposed to really comment on injuries, but I pulled my hamstring in the second quarter, and I felt like if I hadn't done that, then we would have won this game.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.